I love you.
No. So we're live.
We're live. Hi, everyone, and oh, welcome to the Nerdy Up North podcast. It's a nerdy podcast and is hosted by another nerd. I am one of your hosts, Sam.
And I am the other host, Paul. And joining us tonight, well, I say joining us, they are literally kicking down the doors and taking over this son of a bitch. the wonderful, the endearing, and the majestic women of nerd culture. Hi, girls.
Hello.
I don't think I've heard such a wholesome intro come out of him before. Wow.
Well, I've never been called majestic.
Well, he's on his best behaviour.
One, I'm terrified of Sarah, because Sarah will legitimately kick my ass. And there has been opportunities where Sarah has physically shouted at me in public where I've felt fear for my life. Just because I wasn't going to a bar that was 2-for-1. I still remember that, Sarah. It still scares me. And we've got Mother Bear with us tonight. We've got the lovely Becca who looks after us. And I try and do the dirty innuendo with her. And she just always looks at us with scorn and disappointment where it's like, oh, God, I feel bad for even mentioning that. Like we made a joke earlier about her swallowing and she was like, no, Paul, just no. It's like, I've let her down again.
It's okay. I forgive you.
But yes, tonight's episode is a little bit different. I don't know if Sammy wants to do a disclaimer, or do you feel like you need a disclaimer, Sammy?
I don't think I need it.
I don't know. The women of nerd culture do say some pretty hardcore and controversial shit.
Oh, my gosh.
Really?
I'll do it. It means that we're covered.
It is our mission statement after all.
Yeah. You did forget to do it in yesterday's episode.
There's a lot of things thinking about yesterday's episode. Let's not get into that.
But I did say, though, if anyone wanted to come for us, I was quite easily happily to take them on for that episode. So I'll do it for this one, though. Sure. Yes. Everything discussed in today's episode is our opinions and our opinions alone. If you'd like to discuss anything from today's episode, please come and join us on the Facebook page. You can join us on the Nerdy Up North Discord or in the comments section where we can have an open discussion. But what we won't have is anyone coming for us and telling us our opinions are wrong, because we can all agree to disagree in fandom. So let's keep it fun, keep it kind, and keep the toxic behaviour out of a nerdism.
Very well said there. So yes, the Women of Nerd Culture podcast is one of our, well, it is probably our newest podcast, because the other lot is not a podcast. It's a web series. So you guys are our newest podcast acquisition, shall we say. That acquisition sounds like such a dirty word, that we kind of like birthed together.
You gave us a platform.
Yep, I think that's the simplest way to put it, Sarah.
Yes.
Yep. Platform was given.
To be fair, though, nothing was given. You fucking took it. So don't even dare say that. So yous are given nothing.
This came out of a tiny little 2-sentence conversation between me and Becca on the Discord.
Mm-hmm. And 5 minutes later, there was a logo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is what happens when good ideas are formed.
But yes, confusion how it happens.
So tell the story, Becca, because I know I think I scared the life out of you, bless you.
You did. So it was literally a conversation that was happening between several girls, and we could just kind of discuss and doing a podcast episode for something different. And then literally within 2 minutes, Paul was like, "Do you like this logo?" I was like, "Oh, what? What's this?" He was like, "Do you like this?" I was like, "Yeah." I was like, "What's happening here?" He's like, "Oh, I'm letting you guys have this." I was like, oh, shit, this is real. okay.
I think we said, should we talk about women of Star Trek or something like that?
Yeah, Star Trek related. And then here we are.
No, but that's fine. Because what I love, and I think this always goes with anything that we do, like Nerdy Up North or anything in general, is when people are passionate and people have a genuine love for something. And I don't know why, but it's something just like kind of tick the box, and it doesn't happen that much, that often. Because, like, say, normally, like, people say, I want to do something, I'll go, they will brainstorm how it can work. It's only happened twice in this type of theory. One, when we were trying to get Sammy, like, wanted to do something like horror related, but didn't want it to be just horror. Like, because, like, say, we could have done horror up north and then it could have been easy done, but we wanted to do something thing. And we'd done an episode on Universal Monsters. And originally, I think that me and Sammy were brainstorming something Star Trek related. Not Star Trek, Star Wars, sorry, because Star Trek, Sammy would have been fucked. and that, like I said, I just think I just grabbed you and just went, Monsters up north.
What you did was, we were standing in the middle of Nerdfest. Mm-hmm. I was on one side of the room, you were on the other, and you just went, I've got it! Monsters! And that is exactly how it came about. And I was like, oh shit, yeah. Because I did originally have another idea. Mm-hmm. It kind of didn't go the way I wanted to. Mm-hmm. And Paul was like, that's fine. We'll come up with something different. We'll come up with something better. Mm-hmm. And he literally just on the spot went, I've got it. Monsters. Because the Universal Monsters episode, I went like hardcore. Like I bought every single Universal Monster movie just leading up to this one, just one episode. And went on ridiculous. So it made perfect sense. But that's how it happened. It was at Nerdfest.
Yeah, and a similar type of situation. Because I think it was you, Sarah, and Kelly were initially having the conversation. Because there's a lot of Trek type of stuff online. And it is very male-centric. There is a lot of, opinions. I'm not going to get into that. It's not the place for that. But, and you guys were just like having a little conversation saying, wouldn't it be nice if someone, or if we'd done a thing, and I was like, we're there. Like, fair enough, Trek, but we've got such a variety of like people, or yous have got such a variety of interest. It would be a shame just to pigeonhole it, because that's what it would have been. It would have been a couple of episodes of doing like Women of Trek or... And again, I'm not going to lie, I wanted to act quickly because Becca does her own stuff on another like site. And I didn't want to say, like, it wasn't that I didn't want her to do something. I wanted her to do something with me. That was the big thing. I wanted Becca because, and not that way. I'm watching you guys. Don't nobody clip that.
It's already done.
Yeah.
It's already done, yeah.
Because Becca is one of the nicest and loveliest people I've ever met. I was like, I really want to do like a project with Becca and see like where she gets a lot of praise. Because don't get us wrong, she gets praise for whatever she does, but I don't think she gets the other, like what she deserves. Like the stuff she does for like the other guys. I've got a mug somewhere for them.
I have a mug too.
Audience in the fleet. Like she basically puts her life and soul in it, almost like similar to what I do for Nerdy Up North. Now, like, see, because Game recognizes Game, and I was like, I want her on board with me. What do I need to do to get Becca invested in us? Like, I didn't have to do much, but it was like, it was just like, give her a platform, and then
one logo from there.
Give her a logo. Said, this is what.
Jump on it.
This is the idea. This is how, like, this is what, from your conversation, I see this could go. Is this something that you could be enjoyed with? And I've, like, bless her, I saw Becca excited, and it was fun. It was hilarious. And she's like, right, this is the people I want involved with. Like, I know we initially had Kelly that was involved, and she kind of just disappeared. If you're out there, Kelly, hope you're well.
Okay.
And she disappeared. I was like, right. Then I was like, right, we'll get Sammy involved as well, because I know Sammy's experience, like she's told the stories many a times, with women in nerd environments has not always been a positive one. And I just thought this, like, and that sounds thing, it excited me to give you this platform to have as much fun as you wanted and go with it the way you have. And like, see, again, I know it sounds really, I don't want to sound good, like a twatish by saying this, but I'm so proud with how years have like evolved in such a short space of time. Like, I'm not saying I'm like a big deal or anything like that, but fuck me, yous do that shit so well.
Thank you.
This was the point I was making the other day, because spoiler alert, I am no longer a part of Women of Nerd Culture.
Yes, you
will always be a woman of nerd culture.
I am not.
You're not getting off that easily, son.
I was going to say, fuck that shit.
Yeah. No, I'm not gonna be as prevalent.
A season regular.
Yeah, absolutely. Because we've already planned something out for during the year anyway. But yeah, you guys are just absolutely smashing it. Like the like I said to you the other day, the socials are fucking fantastic. Like you know exactly what you want to do. And now with me out the picture, you can talk about Trek as much as you fucking want. Just do it.
What was it you said on a Wednesday? No, Thursday when we were recording it about Trek.
Oh shit.
I can't remember because it was going to be the new motto. I was going to get a t-shirt made. It was something like you can do all that stuff. It was something like we could do Star Trek shit now, and I was like, that's amazing, but I forgot.
Can talk about that shitty program that nobody watches, but yeah, that's
fine. But a lot of people watch it, and these ladies.
No,
watch
I'm talking about Doctor Who. It's okay.
Oh, I didn't know we were talking about Doctor Who.
No, I just
I knew
Becca would bite with that one. That was a why.
Yes, but you talk about me, but Sarah is the most amazing co-host as well. No. And I love the fact that she's coming along for the ride.
To be fair, though,
I wouldn't be on it if it wasn't for you.
We have become accustomed to Sarah and her bossy ways.
I'm not bossy,
but yeah.
I've never gotten any vibe off Sarah that she's bossy. What I have gotten, though, in the episodes that we've done together.
All right, it's like three years against me now. It's like, it's here again.
It's like an onion. There's like, so you peel one layer off and there's another there. And I've learned so much about her. It's crazy. There's so much more of this girl to get to know.
It's because I've got somewhere to shout it all now.
Yeah.
If I put it all in the Discord, you should get sick of reading her, like after the first few sentences.
But yes, but Sarah,
I wouldn't.
But for everything that we do, it's like seeing that growth. Like from the episode, I don't know if Sarah can remember the first episode you joined us on the podcast as a guest.
Top 5 American sitcoms with you, Sammy, and Goodwill.
So you've came along.
What?
And I was very cheeky to Goodwill on the first episode I was on.
Good. He deserves it.
I remember that.
Oh, bless him. Oh my God, was that your first one?
But that's the thing, though, was when Sarah first joined, she was very standoffish, and she would always wait for her turn and stuff. But now, I think it was the episode when you talked about top 5 sci-fis, where you just took control and you ran that episode so well. And again, that's where I'm like loving seeing this growth and things are good.
Yeah.
So when you started the project, forget about like me getting involved and doing the logo and stuff. What was your idea? Where did you see like what was going on other than blind panic?
Oh, that's such a good question, because there was a lot of blind panic. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of panic because I was like, oh no shit, we're gonna make this real now. I think what I initially thought and what we've come up with is completely different. I think originally I was going to be very much like we were going to concentrate on maybe one subject per episode and like have a focus. But now it's about us. You know, we are the women of nerd culture instead of us doing one subject. And I love that summarize that we've now got and how we get to talk about different subjects. Like next month we're talking about books, and that should be a really interesting conversation. Yeah. What about you, Sarah? What did you think?
I mean, at first, I thought it was kind of going to be let's focus on some of the women in the nerd culture, because often you find that they don't get as much of a spotlight as male characters, male storylines, things like that. But I quickly came to kind of like realize we don't have to focus on that. As Becca said, it's about us. It's about like our favorite things. It's about topics that we want to talk about. Mm-hmm. It's something for everyone, but it's kind of like, I know the first few episodes I did mainly pick female characters, but those just happened to be my favorite characters from that topic.
That's not a bad thing, because as you said, your perspective will be different from a lot of different people's perspectives. Like, like if you look around the room we're in now, all three of you ladies have different inspirations, different likes, different loves, and you just kind of gel and come together with that. And that's kind of like the kind of atmosphere and stuff as well. And then like once we start like growing, well, once you guys start growing and outgrow Nerdy Up North, fingers crossed, and then like say the people that you could get involved in as well, that's kind of like the exciting thing. And I have to thank you as well, because as Sammy and probably Sarah and Becca, not as much, I am probably the biggest control freak coming when it comes to Nerdy Up North stuff. And through these different projects and things, I have learned to be very a little bit more hands off and like not get involved much, because I knew from the start I couldn't put my DNA in this show. I couldn't put my perspective, because it's not about me. It's certainly, and it shouldn't be about me. And I think we talked about this thought, like when it comes to guests, and again, this isn't about like male hating or anything like that, far from it. But the focus is on you girls, or you women, sorry, it's patronizing there. I do apologize.
As long as you didn't put good girl in front of it, it's fine.
that's for the text later though, so don't worry. But yeah, so having to, like, something that was part of like Nerdy Up North and me saying, right, it's got nothing of me in it, was very, very difficult for me to get my head around as well. Because I know we were sending messages and saying, having talks about like what you're thinking. I was like, wait, I've got to step back. And it was great for me to kind of learn. And I've done that as well. So like with Top Grumps, I have very adamant, I'm not involved with that at all. Probably down there, like, wanting to kill the other two people involved with that. And like, say,
that's understandable.
And with like, say, Monsters, then I've grown, like, say, not to be a part of well, I'm still part, but not like saying this, like pushing or directing and stuff like that, where I was like, oh, maybe these things you could talk about, like, or that thing you could talk about. Now it's like, what do you need from me, rather than me trying to push my like perspective or opinion on. And that's down to you guys. You have actually helped me grow a little bit.
Oh. We all learned about each other and we all helped the outside world.
Yes. We learned to hate the outside world more as well.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
So what's
like our own.
So what's been your favorite part of like the project so far as well? Again, is anything that you've stood out that you've actually found, wow, this is like different to what you've done in the past?
Oh, that's a good question. I think maybe it's the fact that I've got, obviously this podcast is very different from the other one that I do. Mm-hmm. The other one that I do, it's more of a solo project where I kind of just grab people in. This one has just been fantastic because I've had two lovely ladies alongside of me. Mm-hmm. And they're just as passionate as things as me. So that's been a really nice and welcome to change, that it's not just been me having to do all the pulling. So that's my favorite part so far.
What about you, Sarah?
I think this project has helped my confidence quite a lot, because I don't know if you remember that first episode, I told you that I was full of nervous energy. I don't get that as much anymore. I even went into this week's episode without any notes, and I mean, how many notes do I make?
She came in. I came with in with nothing. No notes.
It's such a freeing experience as well, though, when you don't have them notes, because I know we've told the story. I don't know how many times our early episodes of Nerdy Up North are absolute shit. Like complete garbage when you listen back. Like, Sammy's got a fake posh accent and I'm just reading off a script. And it's just so wooden. It's just like, again,
shit.
And I'll be honest about it, like when you listen back and then get to the point where you think, this isn't us, this isn't what I want to be.
But it's the fact that we did it naturally, though. It was such a natural thing we did, because we did it while recording. Mm-hmm. Recording one episode, and we're like, I remember just closing my book and going, I'm not looking at that again. And that was when it became really fucking enjoyable. Mm-hmm. I love notes though, but I don't like it the way we initially did it.
SWAT. What about you, Sammy? Because you're still, like, I know you've, like, I want to tap the piss out of you for a bit, because your grand entrance last night, the Queen of Sheba leaving Giss and like, everyone behind.
Yeah.
Who do you think you are? Anyway.
I fucking tell you who I am.
It was my favourite part of it.
I was like, listening to that. Come to me. I was listening last night. I was going, who the, what? I was getting, is she dying? Is she, but no. But yeah.
Not yet.
But yeah, what's been your favourite part of the project as well?
Watching these two. Mm-hmm. From the first episode where they didn't barely... and I said this to them on the episode yesterday, it felt like if I didn't talk, they weren't going to. because they were that nervous. That's not the case now. Like, by episode two, that was not the case at all. They, like, just, I just sat back. I think it was one episode I really did just sit back. It's watching these two completely change from episode one to the most recent one that we've done. And Sarah, more than anything, because, like, I've done a lot of podcasts with Sarah, where I, like, Sarah takes this shit seriously. And I always made a point when Sarah was on the episode to make sure that Sarah got her notes out, because I know, like, she spends so much time doing them, and because we used to have quite a few people on, Sarah kind of, like, and she's so fucking polite, Sarah would, like, just wait in the background for people, and it's like, just make sure Sarah gets what she wants to say out, all right? But yeah,
but that's the thing, like, and again, with the stuff we've done, Sarah's went balls to the walls with everything we've done. Like, the Dexter episode was probably the one that changed, like, I think that was the turning point for me with Sarah, when I realized how dedicated and how invested she is into the thing. Because she'd come up dressed in full fucking Dexter Morgan outfit. I was like, someone's going to get sliced and diced.
I was actually glad I wasn't sitting in the room with that. But I think you were on the Crow episode, Sarah.
Yeah. Oh, I can't remember that. I had COVID.
So I was just going to say, you're not going to remember this, but that is one of my favourite episodes that we did together. I know Paul wasn't with it because he was all riddled with COVID. But it was just, it was absolutely fantastic. We did a proper retrospect of that movie. And it just, it was like,
I tried talking about the, like, the plot, and I was like, yeah, someone died.
This isn't the film I watched.
There was a crow. Why is there a crow flying around your head now?
He was so ill, you shouldn't have done it. Like, I think Graham came in and saved the plot synopsis for you in the end. But that is one of my favourite episodes that me and Sarah did together. I love that. Because we put a lot of heart into that episode. There was a lot of heart behind it.
And Becca broke a nun virginity with us the other week on the charity one as well.
That blows my mind that it's taken that long.
Well, I was on the 24-hour stream, like,
I know, but that didn't
that never happened.
That's not live.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
It didn't happen.
I forgot that doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, YouTube said that didn't happen. So
it's a fever dream.
It was hilarious.
Fucking felt like it.
I felt so bad for you as well, because, like, at that time you came on, we were fucked. We were just, like, running on empty, and we were trying to talk about Buffy the Vampire. I think it was the 10th movie that we talked about. So we're trying to remember stuff, because by the end, when we were talking about Fanboys, it was like, it was a movie. We enjoyed it.
They found out about Star Wars.
Yeah.
And that's about it.
And that was
to be fair, it was hilarious. I loved every second of that, because it was just so funny. I felt terrible for you guys, because it was the 10th movie.
Yeah.
Well, trying to think of, like, stuff to say. Yeah, I'd had Ben Affleck in, and, like, it was interesting, because it's like, oh, you want to go and say, well, it started like a revolution, because after, if we didn't get this, we wouldn't have Buffy the Vampire, the TV show. And then Sammy would have fallen asleep because she hasn't watched the show, so it was kind of staying there. But having Jill on, and Jill was lovely as well. Bless
she's
her.
So sweet.
She's one of my favourite people in the universe, because she is just so lovely.
She really is. This one, the last charity stream that we did, felt like such hard work because of the groundwork we had to do. When it came to the first one, the first 12 hours, that felt so easy because we didn't need to do anything. We just had to rely on someone else to tell us what we were talking about, and just go from there. Whereas this one, we really had to put the work in.
Tried to. Me and Sarah definitely worked during the Dark Crystal one. I think Sammy had a nap during that hour.
I think I completely blanked out. I didn't want to be rude. And I wanted to make sure, because, like, this was Sarah's chance. She had a chance to talk about Dark Crystal. And I didn't want to be a dick and, you know, ruin that for her.
So questions as well regarding, like, you guys, because now we're going into the new year. So what?
New year, new me, bullshit.
Forget about that. So what's your expectations for the new year? Or do you have any expectations yet? I know you have plans, but plans are different to what you want.
What do you want? What do you want?
It's interesting, because we haven't actually had a chance to properly catch up yet.
We're doing it now live on the internet where people can see.
Wow, that's
That's how he rolls.
Okay. Yeah, seems so. I think just trying to grow and just trying to see what else we can discuss. And yeah, it's a hard one because obviously I'm like, oh, okay, we have plans, but plans have slightly adjusted because Sam is no longer part of our trio. Mm-hmm. So we're like, oh, okay, so we need to think of new plans. But yeah, I think we just want to keep going with some of the things that we've got, and we're going to be looking at changing a few things. And
just whatever feels comfortable, I think. That's like I always say. And a lot of people always wonder with us, because like with me and Sammy, like when we've done like this, it's always about like what, like adapting or what feels right at the time. We'll do something for a certain length of time and we'll try something. If it doesn't work, we'll move on. It's like tonight, this is like something we're trialing to see how it goes, because like next week we might have the Top Grumps on. If this goes badly tonight, we're not going to have the Top Grumps on.
But Paul's just going to have to randomly pick a movie to talk about.
Which look in the nerd room.
Which normally does happen from time to time. But yeah, it's just, as I said, whatever like you guys you need and stuff like that, like say, I'm very happy to try and step in. But what I have got, and again, you get gold stars for this as well. The promotion side that you guys do is like absolutely like we're ahead of the game from a lot of different aspects as well. How you basically, when you've got an episode that's coming out, or even leading up to, you're in the Discord asking people to send videos to get involved, and like that aspect is like just like what I was hoping, what I want in theory from like say everything that we kind of do. But you guys are already doing it, so it's kind of like I don't even have to like poke or prod you. So when there's an episode coming out, it's like use a posting about it before me, which is like say makes my life so much easier. So thank you so much, guys.
Mostly Becca.
Yes.
Sorry, Becca's below me on the record screen, which is actually like that way.
Down and there.
That way.
No, that way.
Yes. Yes, that is mostly Becca, and I'm just kind of like following her lead at the minute on that side of things, because I'm not really a social media person aside from like Discord, I guess. Well, I'm trying. That. Started a TikTok for Wonk.
Wonk. What a name.
That's the one regret, because like I've never broke down any of our stuff that we've done into algorithms. Like when people saw calling us none, I was like, oh, that's not going to go well. But it seems to fit. But to be have just called Wonk,
We accept it. We accept it. Even though I think it came from Chris and Lee, we accept it.
Yeah.
No.
We own it.
There is a question there from Quinn84. Is Wonk a separate YouTube account? It is not. It is attached to this one, Nerdy Up North, but it does have its own separate audio, which is Women of Nerd Culture.
And we do have separate social media accounts on Instagram and TikTok, wasn't it? Just those two for now, yeah.
For now, what he's got planned.
World domination.
Fuck yeah.
Whoa, Sarah.
What have you done to Rebecca?
It's not me.
I blame you.
But I like it.
Yes.
The thoughts are coming out now.
No, it's fine. It's like, the demons are out there. What about guests? Have you got any like thoughts on having other people, or are you worried about like having people on that don't kind of get like what you want to do, or is it basically like women out there that you want to ask? I know there's shall we say like comic book writers or like BBC radio personalities, or even other podcast hosts that potentially could come on as guests, I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, it's possible. It's something that we are certainly thinking about for the future. I think more recently we had conversations about starting local, like a couple of like women-fronted things that we would consider on the nerdy side, like within the Northeast to start with, and we're just kind of like trying to sort something out with them at the minute.
Oh, interesting. Do I dare ask for names that you're thinking about, or is that too much of a spoiler?
Not yet, because we haven't put anything into place. We've just basically
got to get those things out, you know.
Lay the groundwork, man.
Okay, we are interested. Okay. That's kind of where we are.
Because I know, like say, with monsters delving into other type of like not just movie monsters and stuff. has there been any other type of like nerd culture thing that you would like go into? Because I know predominantly it's been like sci-fi, it's been comics, but what about like real life? Like, what about the true crime side of it? That could be like trying to prickle Sarah's little monster nerd there.
We have a list.
Oh, a list.
We have a list.
They really do.
To be fair, you use our so prepared when it comes to this type of aspect as
organized
well.
Is the best word.
I'm not going to go into detail, but we've got a list of topics that we're considering covering, like with a couple of ideas on what we could talk about during the episode. And then like if we kind of start possibly doing the odd special here and there, focusing on like one or two characters from something, that's something we're thinking about, but we're not sure on yet.
So like I said, if you could like a movie,
like a franchise. Character breakdown, yeah.
Interesting.
Interesting.
I'm liking the sound of it. Becca's going quiet. She's like, I'm not giving it away yet.
I'm not giving anything away.
That's as much as I'm saying.
Because I will give things away. When the Power Ranger episode's coming out, that's the big one.
I hadn't thought about that, but now that the thought is there, I thought it was something
you were waiting on, like
but now that I'm thinking about it, we might be able to time that with some stuff that's coming out.
It sounds like they've got it all figured out, Paul. Let's go home.
That is the idea. I was saying that to Lee and Chris the other day. I was like, because I was teaching them how to do Photoshop better. I was like, these are the tricks. And they were going, oh, this is great. I was like, yes. So now you know this. I can go away. Bye. And they were like, what do you mean? I went, well, you can take over. You can run none now. And they were like, no, don't put that on us.
No.
Don't leave us.
not Lee and Chris, no.
God, if you had Lee and Chris in charge. But to be fair, though, if I disappeared, the person that's taken over is the one that's next to us there.
That'd be me.
Sam.
All hell, Queen Sally. First of all.
So is it 7 or 8 episodes that you've had now?
That was the 7th episode that just went out yesterday.
7th episode. So that's been 7 months of Women of Nerd Culture as well. So regarding the topics that I think, is there anything like in them topics that that you've talked about, or did you just miss out anything that you've kind of watched back and think, I really wish I mentioned this, or I really wish would like kind of talked about that aspect?
I think yesterday's episode, I wish I talked more about Excalibur, which is UK X-Men, but yesterday's episode was pretty unhinged, and it was just
there was no
starting point, there was no end point. We ended up talking about fucking Christmas in the end, so
story of our lives,
isn't it? I didn't do one episode, which was the vampire one, because I was really busy that when we were planning to record that. And I didn't actually watch it back. My apologies. I'm just not the biggest vampire fan. Which is crazy, given that I love horror. Vampires don't particularly interest me that much. What vampires did you talk about?
Did you not watch the episode?
I've just said I didn't watch it.
I mean,
don't try and throw me under the bus. I already admitted I hadn't watched it.
to be fair, for those who haven't seen the episode, that was a random one that me and Becca just kind of we were at the Sunland Comic Con Mania, and we found a table in the corner that had loads of like graphic novels for sale, and like, I want every single one of them. And then there was a one on vampires, and we're like, should we do an episode on vampires? Yeah, let's do an episode on vampires. And that was it. That was it decided. We're doing an episode on vampires. I chose Pam from True Blood with a shout out to Jessica, Deborah Ann Wall. And who else did I do? Akasha from Anne Rice Books. The Anne Rice Books. First vampire.
In her world. Sadly read Queen of the Damned. I did used to have like an Anne Rice thing when in my teenage goth days, and yeah, I read Queen of the Damned.
I do have a question.
That's all I'm going to say about that.
I do have a question about yesterday's episode as well. Becca, has Sophie recovered yet from the Phoenix saga?
No, the owl saga.
Sorry.
Yeah. Yes, she has. She has mentioned it. She's done well. So we haven't got back to X-Men yet. She's been watching Christmas movies all day.
Ah,
so,
right. Yeah.
But yeah, no, that was such a good journey. But she just the sheer terror on her face and the traumatization that I've probably given her.
No, it's great. It's one of those things where they try to replicate that saga so many times through like live action. And they don't get the same feeling as they do get from that X-Men cartoon. The comics is better. I mean, the comics side, but again, you can't expect Sophie to get involved in, like, say, them comics just yet.
The problem is they don't lay the groundwork with Jean Grey enough to, when it actually happens, people give a shit. Like, look at the X-Men movies. They try, the ones that came out. Early on, they tried to do that then, and it just fell so flat. They did it again a few years later when Sophie Turner takes over the role, and it's like, you haven't set Jean Grey up as who she is, who one she is meant to be, and two, who she could potentially be, to where people actually go, oh shit, like, fuck.
And that's my frustration with the movies around Phoenix Saga. The cartoon does it so much better, and even like, what, 25 years later, I'm still thinking on that saga and thinking it's one of the best ones that they ever did. So
Like, I know the later seasons of the X-Men didn't really live up. They've kind of recovered it a little bit with the 97 stuff, which
it's amazing. It's amazing.
Like, and they're going to retell the Apocalypse story by the looks of it, which they're going to do it properly this time as well. So
good.
Very exciting.
It's gonna be good.
So I've got a few of the questions from the Discord. So I've got a few lined up. So I'll use the one from Beth. If you could have one woman of nerd culture, actor or author to appear on the podcast interview, who would it be and why? So if you had the choice to interview one person, doesn't have to be female or male, it could be anyone, it could be a dog. Could be canine, shall we say. see, I do know Doctor. I don't like it. I know it. who would it be?
Do I get to answer this one?
Yes, you do.
Sammy forgets. Like, fair enough, this is nerdy up north, but you are part of these trio. It's you You're three against me. It's you three against me in this type, this war.
I think I would actually have, I know this is Doctor Who related, but I would have David Tennant, because his career has been so amazing. He's done television, he's done movie, he's done, you know, stage.
Theatre,
He's just done so many things. And some of, you know, he's done Macbeth. He was in Jessica Jones. In such
one of the greatest Marvel villains.
Yes.
The thing is, sorry to interrupt there. You kind of like, after, especially after Doctor Who, but if you also go back to like Russell T. Davis's Casanova as well that he was in,
you
kind of get the impression that David's all kind of like light-hearted actor, like things like that. He can do serious parts, like serious bits, like in Doctor Who, but I found him really creepy in Jessica Jones. And there was another one, there was a TV series, I think it was called Secret Smile. It was like a three-part thriller, and he was the bad guy in that as well, and he was creepy as fuck in it. It really made my skin crawl.
When he done Dennis Nielsen, wasn't it?
I haven't seen that one, but yes.
Yeah. Oh, that is uncanny he did Nielsen. Uncanny. Yeah,
it's very uncomfortable. But what I love about Tennant, he takes roles on that could be career suicide. Like not saying Doctor Who is a bad role to have, but a lot of actors or people who have done Doctor Who have never recovered afterwards. That's all they've been known from. Fair enough, the highlight for, like, people will say Tennant is Doctor Who, but the other stuff he's did is so different, and I think he's such a talented actor. Like, during lockdown, that little mini-series with Michael Sheen had me in stitches, and just
those two together, man,
they're hilarious.
It's the friendship you didn't know you needed. You really didn't. I absolutely adore Michael Sheen. I think he is such the king of biofilms. Like, if you need a biofilm done, Michael Sheen is your man. Frost versus Nixon, mm-hmm. one of my favorites. I think he's absolutely superb. The Brian Clough one he did, mm-hmm. I thought was absolutely brilliant. And playing Tony Blair, he plays Tony Blair and the Queen, like he's
Didn't
so good.
Did he also play what do you call him, in Erin Bevan as well?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in yeah. there. Yeah. yeah, and he was Brian Clough, and yeah, that was yeah. hilarious.
The Brian Clough one's brilliant, but yeah, them two together are crazy. But Tennant's Bertie Crouch Jr. too.
Mm-hmm. Uh huh.
And the sadistic little bastard that he is.
Yeah.
To be fair, though, when he has his interviews, he'll tell you he's in Harry Potter because it says what a franchise. He doesn't want to be known.
It's so funny. Have you seen him in his and it's his stepson, but he calls him his son. It's yeah. terrifying. They actually look like each other, but it's not his dad. Yeah. It's quite scary. Mm-hmm. He was in House of the Dragon, mm-hmm. and him, his dad, like him, David Tennant, his dad, and David Tennant's dad were all there at this convention where all three of them had a sign going, yeah. he's not really that great.
Yeah.
Like, so funny. But that is terrifying that he looks like him, mm-hmm. but is not his.
Yeah.
Because I knew that was Tennant's kid straight away.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Sarah? What's your pick?
That's a good one, though. Tennant's a good one.
Tennant's a really good one. I'm kind of like, what can I...
I have had rumors he's getting brought back in the new Marvel stuff as well.
I fucking hope so. They have an absolute gem of a villain there because he uh-huh. was terrifying.
Just help, trying to help Sarah think there.
I always say his name wrong, but I am Alan Tudyk.
Oh, yes.
Tudyk.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I always say his name wrong, but you know what? I've always really admired him. Like, you know, A Knight's Tale, Firefly, everything like that. All of the animated voices that he's done, and I saw him on Mythical Kitchen. They do a thing called Last Meals.
Mm-hmm. Oh yes, I watched that.
He was on that, and I thought it was just such a great interview. And I thought, you know, he seems like really genuinely lovely man. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I mean, how could you not want Wash on your show?
Oh, Pirate Steve.
Pirate Steve. I was devastated because he was one of the characters. Like, because when we went for the Love of Horror, I had mm-hmm. the idea I was going to take my Firefly DVD down, and he was one of the people that was going to get to sign it. And he had to cancel because he's been Clayface's voice in the new Superman film.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the one thing that I would have been, I would have gone down for Tucker and Dale.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you forget with these people that some of them are still working actors, and if a role comes up, they're going to cancel a convention. Like, exactly. That's going to be the last thing on their mind.
To be fair, you would have been all right. Sarah, you would have looked after Lee because he just fucked off and went and got a sign, didn't even tell us.
Typical Lee, dickhead. I could have killed him in that moment. In that very moment, I could have killed him.
So, Sammy, what's your answer then?
I'm going to go with myself.
Would it be Sarah Karloff that you nearly had?
Oh, that would have been good. My go-to answer normally would always be Kelly Sue DeConnick, the writer for Captain Marvel, Pretty Deadly, Bitch Planet. She's one of my favourite comic book writers, one of my favourite female feminists out there. Like, I absolutely adore that woman, but I feel like if I just spoke to her, it would be a lot of
like me trying to speak to Kevin Smith while like saying, okay, I'm gonna go to my knees. If I'd had pull it back, don't worry.
Yeah, I think I would struggle to even string a sentence up to even give her any indication of what she's actually meant to us over the years. I think it would be a really hard one for us, that. But that was—it's kind of like my go-to answer, because there's so many people I'd love to talk to. So many, but she is just—I think, she's a special one for me.
So I'm going to ask. I'm a brave question from Chris.
Okay.
Don't worry. I'm not going to start asking about bears. Don't worry. So what's a piece of media? Sorry. What piece of media would you always wanted to try, but the fan base are just too much for? So what kind of
I get what he means. That's a hard one. I don't actually get involved much in the Doctor Who fandom, because of that, for that reason.
Wow, the pictures, they're really catty.
They're not as bad as the Supernatural fandom, but they can be horrible.
Right, got you.
They're not as bad as the Star Trek one either. But I can only deal with one toxic fandom. And I pick Star Trek over that. Because they can have, there are some sites that are hilarious, like Star Trek shitposting. Absolutely hilarious. It's the funniest part of the internet that I have ever been on. But I can only deal with one area of toxic fandom. So yeah, it's Doctor Who for me.
Cool. What about you, Sarah? Cool.
To be honest, I don't spend a lot of time in a lot of fandom type groups, really. Even the X-Files or Supernatural, I don't spend a lot of time in them. The only one I've been in, and that's only kind of recently, has been the Dragon Age one.
All right. That's been okay.
I was going to say, what are they like as a fandom?
I mean, the vast majority are absolutely fine, but obviously the last game, Veilguard, was quite controversial for a lot of the fans. So there was a lot of people just saying, well, we're not going to buy it anyway, full stop. Okay. And they were the ones that were going around just giving negative reviews before they'd even tried playing the game, you know.
Well, that's a shame.
But to be honest, there's not really, there's not really many that I've been in. I mean, I did try playing online Overwatch before, but it's not that they knew that I was female or anything like that, because I didn't have the chat on, but I was just crap at the game, really.
Yeah, I'm really shit at that game. I get motion sickness really quickly, and
The funny thing about games for me is that if you give me a gun in the game, I can't use the gun very well. But if you give me a bow and arrow in a game, I can use it really well.
Oh, so you're good at turret then?
I've never played it.
I just playing my comfort games, mate.
Yeah. I do go through the same few games over and over again.
Me too. I think it's comfort, and sometimes you just need comfort and clarity, to give your brain a bit of a clear out, and I totally understand that.
I just think Sammy wants to be Batman or Laura Croft. That's the only thing she plays.
It's pretty much true. And Stick of Truth.
Yeah.
Stick of Truth's my little comfort game at the moment.
Mm. What I'm literally Dragon Age, Mass Effect, and Skyrim.
What about you, Sammy?
Go on, Sarah.
No, I do play Oblivion occasionally.
Oblivion. That's too much of a life investment that I can't.
Yeah.
So.
What about me?
Yes.
I'm not fucking scared of any of them, so I'll tap them all on. One of the fucking fandoms on. I am not. I have dealt with my hand with DC fanboys. I have dealt with fucking the Game of Thrones side of life. Star Wars, the lot. I am not fucking scared of any of them. There you go.
Just to talk.
You are very sassy this weekend, and I like it.
This is London Sammy now. Like normal Sammy. This is Sammy going Sammy down south.
Yeah,
don't Google search that.
No. London kind of came home with us a little bit. But yeah, I'm not scared of any fandom at all. Like I say, I've dealt with the DC fanboys when they ripped me to pieces. Over Aquaman, the Marvel fan base when they ripped me to pieces over me comparing Black Panther to Lion King. I've had my fair share. I've even had my fair share in the horror community. I am not scared of anyone.
So if any boys want to send Sammy a 5-page letter on why she said a character wrong, you can go and get fucked. So Katie, Katie or Katie? The lovely lady in the Discord with the purple hair. Is it Katie or Katie?
I've never heard of it.
Cat, yeah, sorry.
Yeah, Cat.
So if you create a superhero, what would your superpower be and why?
Not giving a fuck factor.
That would be a really good one.
Honestly, how much would your life be so much better if you could literally not give a fuck?
Mm-hmm. It's so much easier. That's a great one.
So he's all in agreement that not giving a fuck to
not give a fuck.
I think that's the best superpower. Yeah.
Sorry, cat just went really scatty behind us.
So this is one from Nerdy Jesus himself. The Lord
he's
Master
in the chat too.
He is, yeah.
If you could own one vehicle, car, spaceship from pop culture, what would it be?
Oh, no.
Oh,
I think you can answer that too.
Me?
Paul. Yeah.
I'm quizzing the women from Nerd Culture.
Oh. I mean, I feel like I know what your answer would be, but...
Oh, well, then. Smarty
pants. Batmobile?
No, I wouldn't be, actually.
Would it not? Yeah. And I'm not talking about, like, just the Batmobile. It had to be a specific Batmobile.
No, I think... Probably my favourite, if we're talking about Batmobile, my favourite Batmobile now is probably the Batman.
The Batman, yeah.
It is one of the sexiest sounding vehicles that you would ever hear.
Yeah, that's what I was going for.
But if I had a choice of any vehicle, like Starship or Spaceship as well, I would go for Firefly. The Serenity. It's just like...
Get on it?
Honestly, like, that ship just has its own...
The ship has its own personality.
Yeah.
Dick answered to the question. I added extra, or a horse-like rideable animal.
Oh, now you've complicated it.
Well done, Jake.
I had a spaceship in mind, and now you kind of like...
Well, go on, 3, 2, 1.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Go on, 3, 2, 1, what's the answer?
Would it be a Artrex?
Not Artrex. If anything, it was going to be Falco from that, but anyway, right. No. I'm going to go with the Normandy from Mass Effect.
Right, all right.
I'd go with the TARDIS.
The TARDIS. But the question is still, Becca, if you had the TARDIS, if you could go anywhere, would you still go to Cardiff and London? Or would you try somewhere else?
We just kind of... That made us snort. That was such a...
I'd go to Bristol instead.
Because the Doctor Who Doctor can go anywhere, and he just goes to Cardiff and London.
Yeah.
You idiot. But yeah, the TARDIS is a good one. I have a friend, he's Rob. He's had a tour of the TARDIS because he did the artwork for one of the animated shows.
Cool.
And he stole some books from the TARDIS.
I'm so proud.
Yeah. So...
stealing from the BBC.
But he did the artwork for the lost episode that was made. They had the voice, but it didn't.
Cool.
I've forgotten his surname now. He's going to kill us. But yeah, he's from up here. He used to drink in the borough with him. But yeah, he said he got when he did it and sent it off, they got a tour of like the studios, and he got touring the TARDIS. And when they went looking, he stole some books that was on a shelf. So yes,
that's cool.
What were the books, I wonder?
I don't know.
You have to find out.
What? Who said that?
I wasn't that invested, I'll be honest.
Fair enough.
What about you, Sammy?
You know, the first thing that came to my head was Penelope Pitstop, her pink car. But if I'm being like completely and utterly serious, probably Drogon. From Game of Thrones. Big ass, fuck off, dragon. It was Beth who, when she said I'd choose a dragon, and I was like, yeah, Beth, I would choose a dragon too.
I would totally pick a dragon as well, to be honest. If I had a second pick, I would be a dragon rider. Yes.
Yeah. And it would have to be Drogon, because obviously he's the biggest one. Mm-hmm. Well, he's not the biggest one, but he is a big one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, definitely.
So I'd go dragon.
Go dragon, but yeah.
Well, we've all gone dragon there, really, because I said Falco initially.
Mm-hmm. He's just a big dog.
And the Firefly looks like a kind of flying dragon at the same time. So,
mm-hmm. Jake's asking if anyone can name the wacky races cars without googling it. I only remember Penelope Pitstop.
I probably wouldn't be able to name the because
Captain Caveman in there.
I can't name the vehicles, but I can name some of the people that drove them.
Yeah, because you had Captain Caveman, you had
the Mob,
the Anthill Mob, Dick Dastardly,
and Muttley.
Then, was it the Hair Bear Bunch? Or was that a different cartoon?
The Hair Bear Bunch.
I loved Wacky Races, mind.
But, see, I didn't love Wacky Races. You know what I loved? Hatch the pigeon.
Catch the pigeon, go.
It was the Slag brothers.
Slag.
No, it was the Slag brothers.
Sammy only rides the big ones. Joe!
I didn't even see that.
Neither did I. I'm too busy concentrating on fucking wacky races and I'm getting shit from Joe.
To say that you just read the big dragons, that's all. Dragon's the big one, isn't it? The smaller ones.
I'm not going to ask for anything less, am I?
I googled it. It was the compact pussycat.
That's my car.
The compact pussycat.
Yeah. I'm really not doing myself any favors this episode, like, am I?
No, there is a lot of clips.
Like I say, I'm not fucking scared.
So the website address is www.sammydownson.
You want to set it up? Go on. Crack on.
I don't know how Heritage would take to us endorsing that type of behavior.
Yeah, please don't. Actually, I'm trying to have a clean cut image here, so didn't ruin it for us. Thanks.
So we, like I said, and not to brag, well, I am gonna brag a little bit,
but we are
had a bit of an experience last week, seeing some iconic memorabilia from not just movie history, just general history. In essence, like, say, Dorothy's shoes. So I know hopefully in the future we will get other experiences. Is there any type of like not just like auction, but like exhibition would you guys like to be involved in, if there was anything? What would tickle your fancy, shall we say?
Jim Henson.
Oh, Sarah, that's an interesting one.
It covers two of my favourite movies.
That would be so good.
I wonder what Kermit would sell for.
I wonder how many Kermits there actually is, though.
Like the original Kermit that Jim Henson made. That would be exciting.
That would be interesting to know how many. Because I know Anst won't watch The Muppets now because he doesn't like the fact that Frank Oz doesn't do Miss Piggy's voice anymore.
Right.
He hates it. He can actually tell the difference. But it's just made us think, like, how many Kermits are there, or Miss Piggies are out there and just sitting in fucking storage doing nothing. I know they have a base in California, which is part of like their schooling, and they also have like a almost like their own archive. Mm-hmm. Because funny enough, David Arquette is a puppeteer, is a trained puppeteer, and I've seen bits where he's been to the Henson Studios and had a look at all the old Muppets and puppets.
You know what
I mean? Just thinking about like some of the ones that aren't even accounted for. There's about, because I remember a few years ago there was the one where the puppet of Hoggle from Labyrinth.
Yeah, and
he went missing, and he was like found in like an airport or something like that.
Yeah, he looks like nightmare fuel though now.
Complete and utter nightmare fuel. You know, like everything was kind of like peeling off and stuff, but it's just that as an example, like how many Kermits are like out there randomly, like, you know, so and so down the road has Kermit's hand in.
I could imagine though Sarah coming home with a full-size Ludo just like walking in the house
Ludo Surge. Jake's
sticking in the corner
a bit mad with us because we're ruining reality for him, because they're saying what we're talking about, they're all alive, there's only one. Paul's mate, Rob nicked him.
What about
that is so interesting, though. That Jen Henson one, like, that would be an interesting one to do a deep dive into, like, to find out where's Big Bird? The fuck's he been living?
Yeah.
Are the ones that were used in, like, The Muppets Christmas Carol? Owning, light the rat, not the lamb.
I've got to say something in regards to The Muppets Christmas Carol, because Molly has now finally watched it.
Has she watched it?
She's
now?
Watched it, has she?
Yes, there was something somewhere today that said that she's watched it.
Right. Hey. Well done, Molly. I know it's just
well done, Molly.
She's got a thing. Where's Rizzo? What? That's what I want to know. But yeah,
where's Rizzo, or what's Rizzo?
No, where's Rizzo? We know Rizzo's a rat.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he says. He says, light the lamp, not the rat.
Oh, I'm not thinking of Rizzo. I'm thinking of Gonzo. Like, what Gonzo. The fuck is a Gonzo?
Gonzo's an aardvark or something like that, isn't it?
Is he? Big Bird's not a Muppet. No, he's not. Not,
but he's a Jim Henson.
Jim Henson.
No, he's not. I know what he means by that, though, because he is a guy. There is. Has anyone seen the Big Bird documentary about the guy behind the suit?
No,
it's so fucking sad. It's not. It's his life is like so interesting, and it's quite happy. It's the fact that in Jim Henson's funeral, he comes down singing the Rainbow Song, dressed as fucking Big Bird, and you can't help but just be like,
"But the thing, it'd be amazing though." With like as Sarah said, if it was a Jim Henson exhibition, like or even like
yeah,
because there's two puppies. I would probably like Jim Henson would be really interesting. Because just like Labyrinth. Fraggle Rock, Sesame Street, all them different things that is open up to, but also like the cartoon side, Muppet Babies and stuff like that. But another one that
in the Empire.
The other one that I'll be quite interested in, because I know the exhibition was in Edinburgh, but if there's any sold at the Harry Hansen.
Yeah, I know. I remember when that was on because we talked about it when Kerry and Mike came on, and I wasn't even like it didn't even cross my mind until I had a look at some of the pictures and fuck me, there's some decent work there. I saw the Muppet Babies at the Empire when I was a kid. it was great fun. Loved it.
Seeing like Medusa and like the Kraken from Clash of the Titans would be. Like, or even like the Cyclops from Sinbad and the Seven Seas or something, or was it the Eye of the Tiger? I think it was called.
I think these are movies I'm gonna watch over the Christmas period. I feel like these are like Christmas like,
feels.
Yeah.
What about you, Sarah? What kind of other than Power Rangers? I mean, Becca. Sorry.
Becca.
Yeah, sorry.
Power Rangers. I think Power Rangers, but. Power Rangers and Sentai, which is like the Japanese origin of Power Rangers, to the fact that it's been going since 1975, there'd be so much that you could look into. Yeah. And just the fact that...
Oh, go on, sorry.
It's okay, no. I was just saying, like, the fact that, obviously, Power Rangers in Japan was running for, like, 20 years before, you know, they got it over in America, so there'd be so much history. And I think it would be fantastic just to delve into, and the fact that it is such... big parts of, you know, American culture and Japanese culture. I think it would be just amazing just to see and see what they would come back with. And
I think my husband would want to join you on that one because it's like it combines his interests.
Yeah, so I don't know too much about the Power Rangers, I'll be honest.
I know too much.
I know, like, I remember watching it on going to see the movie with Ivan Ooze and stuff like that.
Yeah,
what would be your ultimate thing to see at one of these things?
Oh, it would be possibly the Ninjetti outfits from like 1995, where they get like the ninja inspired outfits from the movie. I would love to own one of those. I could see it in the corner of my room.
Just... what color would you want though?
The yellow.
I knew it. I said it before who said it. I knew it. I was right.
Yes. Yeah.
Would you not want the Green Ranger's flute that he plays through his mask magically?
I would absolutely sell my soul for one of those, but I don't think it would ever be possible because obviously Hasbro no longer have the contract for toys and stuff, so they've stopped.
What?
They've stopped producing toys because there's no shows being made, so they've given the contract up, and this
Hasbro's a dicks, aren't they, when it comes to really stuff are. Like that?
They really are. Like they haven't like finished the, you know, the Power Ranger toys that I showed in the first episode, the yellow weapons.
Yeah.
They've stopped producing them, so they didn't do the pink one, or I think it was the green Power Ranger as well.
Mm-hmm.
Don't quote me on that one because I think I have seen a version of it, but they never completed the run, so yeah.
Honestly, they're absolutely terrible.
They do it with every fandom they
did cease and desist on people who were doing Jurassic Park promotion work of stuff that was already out there to buy, and they were going fucking their ends over it. They lost a lot of their people during that time. That was only a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Absolute idiots.
So I own some of the stuff from the early 2000s. It's in the attic somewhere. I own sort of like the SPD, and I think I own a Chronomorpher from the 2001 American series. But yeah, I would love to own some more items from it.
As we find out when we go to the retro rooms, Becca just darts towards the Power Rangers stuff and says, "I'm going to stay here for a little while."
This is Peter. Jake has made a request for, I'm going to say for next year now, can him and Becca have a Power Rangers the movie episode? And yes. I'm going to say yes.
When we have because, a terrible movie month again, like we did.
Yes, I love those movies though. I love doing a terrible movie.
I watched that one with Ivan Ooze so many times because my brother, who's a couple of years younger than me, was the right age for it when it came out. So like,
I do have a good story for that movie as well. Sorry,
we had the VHS somewhere.
See, there you go.
There you go.
I'll sort you out.
So I went because. It wasn't, the Power Rangers movie wasn't on the ABC, but it was on the Empire screen, the little next thing. So on the Saturday I chose to go and see the Power Rangers movie was the Sunday my cousin got locked up for stealing the car. So I was meant to be going out to hang out with my cousin that day. So I chose to go and see the Power Rangers movie. So he got locked up and I didn't.
Well done for choosing the right side.
I choose to watch films.
I love that. I love doing movies that are kind of would be deemed as bad movies, but for some people obviously like they are good movies. Like I didn't mind Mario Brothers. I love doing stuff like that. So absolutely, Jake and Becca in the new year will do Power Rangers. Putting it out there.
Yeah, you've made a decision.
So Sammy, I know you've just experienced like one of like a few.
Oh yeah, how the fuck do I top that?
that's what I was going to ask. What would be top for you, topping that?
Honestly, it would be the Marilyn Monroe. It would be the white dress. It would be even the expedition that was it's still on in London. I'm still possibly going to go and see it. But it was. It would have been virtually impossible for us to try and get there. It was on the other side, over the water. I would have had an absolute meltdown trying to get it. But yeah, they've got some absolute rare items in this expedition. They have a replica of the, what do you call it? Mr. President's dress, which is owned by Ripley's, who they have it in America. But they have a replica of it there, which again, just to see the silhouette of it would still be enough for us. I understand that dress is doesn't have the same shape anymore than what it originally did. It has been, I don't care what people say, it has been wrecked. The shape of it has been completely changed. That was made for her. Like that's her size. She was literally sewn around it. I would love to see the Marilyn one. Anything to do with Marilyn. Even if I just went to Brentwood, stood outside a house for a second and like just for a minute, and just to know that she was, obviously she died in that house, but to know she was once there.
She once lived there and enjoyed it. But yeah.
And she died there and yeah.
It's all about death for Sammy, but yeah.
It always comes back round to it. That's the scary part. Like I don't set out my intentions that way, but I also, I somehow managed to do it. It's just a natural thing for me now. Nice. My jumper. Oh, thank you, Kelly. It's not. It's a cardigan. And it's from TikTok shop.
Oh God. you and TikTok, Jesus.
I bought loads of shit from there.
It's
great, isn't it?
Yeah.
So I know we've had a little bit of a chat there. So I know you've mentioned for the next episode it is going to be about books, depending on books.
Books. We had that conversation, didn't we? Books.
Books. Books. So, not to try and spoil the episode, but do we get a feel of where that's going to go or how's it going to feel out? Are you still kind of teasing that episode? Is it just going to be like your favorite writers, favorite comics, or is it anything? Am I just trying to pull too much out of this now?
Given that they only just did the last episode yesterday.
At the moment, I think it's very much in the planning stage because obviously we just revealed it yesterday. But I do have an idea of where I want to go with my selections. Because I've mentioned quite a lot of books over different episodes, like Anne McCaffrey. I think I've mentioned some ones from when I was a kid, the Night World series. So I think I'm going to have different choices. I'm going to talk about some different ones. So yeah.
Interesting. Very interesting.
What about you, Sarah? What?
Oh, I'm definitely going down at least one favourite author. I haven't decided on anything else yet. I know there's one thing that I want to talk about.
Oh, interesting.
And I think we're also going to dive in ever so slightly into book talk, because I think I don't think you could do a podcast around books and not mention book talk and the cultural phenomenon that
and what it's done to people. And I will give it a massive praise. It got me reading again.
Yeah.
And excited about reading, and I've picked up books that I would never pick up a Sarah J. Maas book at all, but I own quite a few now.
Excellent.
So yeah, sorry, I'm just organising with Kelly about clothes. Sorry, yes. I've got some clothes for her.
But yes, but you know, I haven't really got much more to ask you. So I'm sorry if I've like interrogated you a little bit as well. But I just wanted to kind of showcase you guys, because I know I said I wouldn't make you cry or anything, but I am so incredibly proud of like the journey that yous have come on from, just like say that little idea to where yous are now. And again, it's just like a juggernaut of like positivity. I think that's probably the best way to describe it, because like, as soon as yous come on the screen, when I'm not fucking up the looks and stuff like that, yous are smiling, yous are having fun, and again, it's the confidence that yous are bringing out, and people are watching, and you're giving a voice, and don't like, and I'm not trying to make this down, you're giving a voice to to other people that probably don't have a voice, and that's really, really important, and I'm so glad yous are doing it.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for giving us the opportunity.
Yeah. Like I said, didn't give you anything. Yous fucking took it. Yous did what yous wanted. Like, I say this a lot with other things. I don't give people anything. They come and say, I want to do this. It's okay. Yous can do that, but I don't
do
anything.
Though. We didn't go. You jumped on that conversation and went, here, I've got this. Do you want it?
that's how it works. So, yeah, see, yous come up with the idea. I just kind of went, right, we'll make it happen.
That's actually a really cool idea. Let's do this. Why aren't we doing this?
Yeah.
How have we not done this? It was literally 5 minutes and my head is still spinning from it.
I don't want the reputation out there that I'm quick, so don't please.
That was already your done. Words, not mine.
I'm really excited to see what yous can do next year. It's gonna be so much fun to watch.
And we're gonna have to get together and have a planning session.
Yes.
I think you're gonna have to now.
Yeah, we're gonna have to.
After what Paul's just been asking you, and you're sitting there going, I haven't really had a chance to discuss that yet.
Yes, it was yesterday.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
And we filmed 2 days before that.
It's how we work. It's here, we work on the fly. It's like, what was it doing the other week? It's like, we need an episode for next week. What is it? Look around. We'll do that. And it works.
Literally just span around his room and went, that one.
Fair enough. That works.
It's how it works. So I know, like, well, like I said before, when we go off air, I want to have a little word with you guys as well, just about other stuff as well. So, no spoilers, but just to give you a little bit more fun and things to get involved with. But yeah, what we like say, because I know someone mentioned before, you can find the Women of Nerd Culture on Instagram. You can find them on TikTok. We're privileged to have them on the Nerdy Up North YouTube channel, and you've got your own audio, so you can, anywhere you get a podcast, you can pick them up and listen to. You can listen them on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon. I think you're
Audible.
On Audible as well, so you're on with all the Audible books as well.
Yeah.
So,
did you know that, ladies? Did you know you're on Audible?
I didn't know we were on Audible.
You're on Audible. That actually blew Dan's mind when I told her she was on Audible for Monsters. Yeah, where the books are. You're there. Yeah, if you want to find any individual podcast that is related, that is on the Nerdy Up North YouTube channel, you search their individual names. Yes. Got to make that point every time, because people assume that it's everything's under the Nerdy Up North bracket, and it's not.
No, especially for the podcasts, works a little bit differently.
But the top grumps, you can always just find them on the Nerdy Up North page, because they're a web series.
Yeah, they're not on Audible anywhere. Yeah, I don't think they would work on Audible anyway. But But yes, talking about Top Grumps, hopefully, like I say, I'm going to send them a message after this. They will be, Lee and Chris will be joining us to talk about their little project next week. So there's no Monsters tomorrow because Monsters are having a break.
Monsters are still on hiatus. We will be back in the new year. I have nothing to do this week.
Well deserved.
God, Sammy.
I didn't give her that. Like, see, I'll keep her busy. Don't worry, I've got some stuff for her.
I literally have just come up with something new. But
just to round up the year, me and Sammy's just sat here and try to work it out. So next week we're gonna have Top Grumps. I know we're gonna have the other shows on in the new year, just because we wanted to showcase the two new ones.
That's right.
I know, like as I said, if you haven't listened to Women of Nerd Culture, the episode went out yesterday. It'll be on audio this Tuesday, as well as Countdown to Doomsday, the Iron Man 2, with that a special guest with Tony Stank. That was
that came out yesterday,
so check that out. That was a lot of fun. We are hoping to do what was it? The Office was said we're going to be doing an episode on The Office.
We are going to be doing, it's only taken 3 fucking years, but we are doing a Office episode, not next week, the week after. Mm-hmm. It's going to be great. It's going to be absolutely great.
Christmas present for us.
Yes. Christmas present for me, Becca. I have been waiting for this for fucking ever. Since episode 1, when I sat there and talked about it, and he went, I don't really like that.
Here he is 3 years later building a Lego.
Yeah, it's finished. It's there.
I mean, I did force him into it. I'm not Jake. I didn't like give him any rational speech. I went, no, go and do it. Go and get it. Go on.
£20 off as well.
I did. He was out of the moon. And while he's buying that, I've got one of the workers talking to us about The Office. Oh, look at that. All man.
Finished.
Or you won't amazing. Be able to see it, but it is absolute. Please be careful. Man,
right.
We've never found.
Didn't follow Michael, but it's fine. I think we said we're going to do like a roundup of the year at the end.
In retrospect.
Yes, and then we're going to kick off the new year with
something different. Let's keep that one under our hats. Mm-hmm. It's going to be different, very different for the nerdy up north. But it's gonna mean something. It's gonna mean something.
One thing I wanted to ask as well, and I totally forgot because I've been too excited. What's been your highlights, not just of the podcasts that you're doing, like what's been the highlights for you, like film wise, TV show wise, or even just in life this year? What's been the highlight so far?
Now you're stumped because I haven't been to the cinema this year.
I
did go and see it live on the stage though.
Right. So the movies one we don't know because you have not watched anything. So yous are the new Sammy.
I intend to watch it.
Yes.
Was it Sarah? Was it you who hadn't seen Deadpool or was it
Becca?
Then there you go.
I did go to the cinema this year. I went to see Deadpool.
There you go.
Once.
Yes.
I've definitely not been. I don't think I've been to the cinema. If I have, it was a kids' film I've seen. It's not been anything for me.
So just make it easy. What's been the highlight of your year so far, then?
I think it's just doing this podcast and just being allowed the opportunity to be my little nerdy self. Because I've not had that real opportunity until sort of the last 3 years. So I think that's been my highlight and being more authentic me.
Being the real Becca.
Yes.
Being the real Becca, please stand up. What? Who said that?
Yes. So that's been my highlight. And that's so that's a big thank you to you guys as well, because you guys, plus Chris, plus Lee, plus Nerdy Jesus, plus everyone who's on the Discord, you guys are amazing. And and I love you all. So
Kelly's screaming at you is the Wolverines.
Yeah. I have really enjoyed the quizzes this year. So yes. I would like to big up everybody that's been involved with them, like Graham, Jessica. Obviously we've got like Sammy and Dan that have done like the specialist ones and things like that.
Oh,
they've been really fun.
Did I do any questions for that? I did, actually.
You were involved in the Monsters one.
I did the Omen questions.
I've heard rumours that I might be involved with the Christmas one, so good luck to you there.
Christ.
But yes, and just to shout out as well, because I know Kelly's in the chat, anyone that's listening, if you can get down to Diego's joint on Wednesday, she is performing... 7 o'clock, I think it starts. She is performing live, her first debut in stand-up, and she is the funniest fucker I have ever... Not looking, because she is a bonny lass, but she...
Beautiful.
she is so funny, and she's going to be giving us a chops, and she's going to win. She's going to win the competition.
She's going to win.
Yeah. I'm glad you've shouted that out, because I was going to, but can I just say, I've known Kelly for a very long time. We actually went to secondary school together. I don't know how this girl has not already had a career in comedy.
Yeah, it's... I seriously just having her on these episodes, the episodes that we've done with her, she's so good at being like, I can talk to you about the subject at hand, but I'm going to make it fucking funny while I do it.
Yeah.
He's
yeah.
really clever.
What I'm interested in is how many times you didn't say the word fuck in 7 minutes.
Yeah. I mean, that is a talent. That is an absolute talent.
Yes.
And she does it brilliantly.
She made her cry.
She's like, shut up, man. I can hear her saying it.
But she can cry anytime. Like, say, she just cries anyway. That's just Kelly, isn't it? She's either laughing, swearing, or crying.
Yeah, there's no in between.
Yes.
Christ knows who they're going to get on stage that night.
And that's why we love her.
So,
exactly.
With this episode being all about you guys, you finish it up. You wrap it up for us. You take it away. I'm going to, like, Sammy's going to kill us, but I'm going to say, used to end it for us now. She's went full Chris on us now.
I know, well,
okay, so it was me doing the sign off, because that's my role. So I would say, keep your hearts full and your fandoms first, and we'll see you next time.
See you next time. Bye.
Bye.